Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Busy day. We got some great guests lined up today. I'm very excited for them. Susan Crabtree and Cliff Maloney, Corey DeAngelis, David Gelman. We're going to have some really interesting analysis for you today. I got to tell you, more and more stuff coming out about this operation they had to spy on Trump and Turning Point USA and other conservatives. And it really does sound like something out of a bad movie. This Operation Arctic Frost. The president just put out a Truth Social statement about it a little while ago, saying that they were spying on Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. That's what we're dealing with the previous administration and the weaponization of government. That is that clown, Larry Krasner, goes on to call us all Nazis and fascists. And a brave guy stood up and told them, this is why Charlie Kirk was shot, because you keep lying and calling us all these names. And that's the thing. And, you know, the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, gives this whole speech about toning down the rhetoric and hate. And you know what? Does not mention that it's his side of the aisle doing it and acts like he's the victim of this because of political violence. The guy that tried to burn down his house was a free Palestine lefty who did it because Josh Shapiro is Jewish. That guy's on the left, guy who did it. So, and the governor has not called on a local official to resign after saying that we need more political violence, and has not said anything about State Senator Anthony Williams, who criticized Trump's decision to lower the flags half-mast for Charlie Kirk, saying that Charlie Kirk was a racist, which is an absolute lie. Charlie Kirk was not a racist. So we'll talk about all that as the show goes on today. But right off the top, I got to tell you, you know, we got two big events coming up, and I'm really excited for both of them. October 10th is going to be a huge rally we're going to do in North Wildwood on the pier. Jack Chidrelli is going to be there, and I'm going to be speaking, and Matt Rooney and Chairman Mike Donahue was on the show yesterday. He's going to be speaking. You got to sign up because of security. So go to capegop.com, capegop.com, and sign up. It's Friday, October 10th. It's going to be a blast. You can make a weekend out of it in Cape May if you want. Go to the Grand Hotel. Why not? And then October 13th, which is Monday, we're going to have our event with Jack Carr. Now, the tickets are selling out very quickly for that. Politics and Pints, I don't want you to miss that. Jack's fans are rabid, and they're excited about his new book, Cry Havoc. So once he officially posts a link on his website, those tickets are going to be gone. So if you're thinking about going, get your tickets now. There's a VIP event starting at 6, and then the general event begins at 7:30. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so we got to talk about a lot of things today, but you need to do those two things right off the start. All right, sign up, capegop.com for the rally on the 10th, and then Jack Carr on the 13th. We're going to have a busy October, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to enjoy it. As we're looking at all of the people in the media now having to come to terms with the fact that the alleged suspect in the shooting of Charlie Kirk. My gosh, I know, amazing. Actually had political motivations. I know. I'm just as shocked as you are. John Dickerson from CBS forced to admit that after the other night saying the motives were unclear. A number of them are coming out and now having to acknowledge, yeah, the shooter actually did have political motivations. And despite what fake comedian Jimmy Kimmel said, he was not MAGA. Was not MAGA. No, he was not. Not even close. Not even close to being MAGA. And you heard in the CBS News report, the Fed lowered interest rates by 25 basis points. Look, that's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough to jumpstart the housing market again. It's fine. I mean, it's good. I'm glad they did a cut. First rate cut under Trump's presidency. First rate cut in 9 months. But it's not enough. They should have done more. We have a housing market that is cool because people are waiting to refinance and then sell their home. Or refinance or sell their home. And that's not going to happen with a 25 basis point cut. Needs to be a better rate cut. Needs to be more. The Fed needs to take more action. But I'm convinced this Fed just does not want to see the economy surge under this president. I'm really starting to believe that. How else can you say it? I mean, how else can you say it other than that? There's just no other way to put it. It really isn't. No other way to put it. Yesterday, Senator Chuck Grassley, who turned 92 years old today, 92 years young, talked about this Operation Arctic Frost and how it was that they were spying on conservatives. Andy Biggs from Arizona asked Kash Patel about that today. So Kash Patel went before the House today. And there's a number of exchanges that we have that we'll share with you from today's hearing. But I think the key takeaway is that there's no doubt that the previous administration was completely weaponized against conservatives, against the now president, Donald Trump, and against his people. And that's obvious. And we see that. And we see that with everything that's coming out. The president posted a Truth Social. Why was the wonderful turning point under investigation by deranged Jack Smith and the corrupt and incompetent Biden administration? They tried to force Charlie and many other people and movements out of business. They weaponized the Justice Department against sleepy Joe Biden's political opponents, including me. They allowed the daughter of a judge in one of the corrupt trials against me to become the biggest fundraiser for Biden and Kamala, making many millions of dollars for herself, and then refused to recuse himself by putting a gag order on me, not allowing any talk about their family corruption and unprecedented conflict of interest. Every leading legal analyst and pundit said this trial was wrong and should not have been allowed to go forward, but it did because of a corrupt judge who will hopefully pay a very big price for his illegal actions someday. Why the weaponization? Well, the reason why was because the government of the United States of America was determined to crush the conservative movement. You remember when Joe Biden gave that hellscape speech in Philadelphia very early on in his term? And he talked about MAGA Republicans being the threat and how much we are all a threat to America. You remember all that, right? That was the beginning of all of this. It'd be going on before that. But that was the beginning of really then going after anyone that the previous administration deemed to be MAGA. And going after those people and spying on those people. And that's what they did. So here is the let's cue up cut 14. This is the disgrace of a district attorney, Larry Krasner, a Democrat. Who says this yesterday, gets interrupted by a brave man at a town hall meeting. Good. No doubt about it. But I think that it's really important to note that the governor of Pennsylvania, despite giving this big speech yesterday, has not called on the DA to apologize, just like he's not called on other local officials to apologize either. I am sick and tired of being called a fascist, being told that I don't believe in women's equality, being told that I don't believe in fair elections. I'm tired of it. You're tired of it, too. And they don't stop. They don't stop. They keep going. He said Republicans don't believe in racial or gender equality. They're full of hate. He had a lot of things to say. This pathetic excuse for a district attorney. And as we continue to talk about both sides turning down the rhetoric, don't sit here and tell me it's both sides. When you got the elected Democrat district attorney of Philadelphia calling us fascists and Nazis. And I'm sick and tired of it. I really am. I'm sick and tired of it. This is cut 14. Actually, let's do this. Let's start with cut 13, and then we'll go to cut 14. This is cut 13 from an NBC News 10 report. Take a listen.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner holding a town hall right now. He is preparing for the possibility of the Trump administration ordering National Guard troops to the city. But there has already been a big interruption. Listen.
Equality is a, quote, degenerate
nation, unquote. Stop holding back. That's why calling your guy. You're a deacon. That's a disgrace.
And there you see right there, a man in the crowd spoke out after Krasner called President Trump a fascist. He claimed the district attorney's rhetoric toward the president is dangerous, referencing Charlie Kirk's assassination last week. Krasner responding to that claim at the town hall, saying the man was trying to get the town hall off topic.
Off topic. The topic was you calling us Nazis and fascists. That was the topic. And of course, Larry Krasner is surrounded by his security team, so he doesn't, he's not worried. He's got his security people around him. All these conservatives out there that don't have armed security guards around them, paid for by the taxpayers, who get called fascists and Nazis and over again. Here's more of Krasner, cut 14.
Is the question, will the Pennsylvania legislature and its MAGA of members be stupid? Because the answer is yeah. Fascists are going to be fascists. What can I say? The effort to impeach me, not the most important topic, but it was simply an early sign that there is an ongoing effort to erase the votes of Philadelphians. And we know whose votes they are, and we are seeing efforts to erase the votes of black and brown people and broke people, Democrats and liberals. We're seeing those efforts all over the country in terms of gerrymandering, in terms of coming up with the kinds of requirements that were so effective at stopping Americans from voting. It all kind of keeps just coming back to the same thing, doesn't it? You know, the fundamental premise of the United States is supposed to be that all people are created equal. It's a deep belief in equality. These people don't believe in equality at all. They don't believe in equality of votes. They don't believe in racial equality. They don't believe in gender equality. They're absolutely just as hateful towards women as they are on the issue of race. These are people who agree with Adolf Hitler when he said that equality is a, quote, degenerate notion, unquote.
Stop holding the fact.
Stop it right there. Let's stop it. These are people that don't believe in gender equality. These are people that want to stop black and brown people from voting. He's talking about us. That's what he's saying. These are people that believe Adolf Hitler was right. I mean, this is the elected district, the guy who's supposed to be the top law enforcement official in Philadelphia. Now, obviously, he's not because he doesn't enforce the law. He doesn't believe in enforcing the law. Did Josh Shapiro call him out? Nope. Did not say a word. Did Josh Shapiro demand that Larry Krasner apologize? No. In a self-serving, grandstanding way, Josh Shapiro gave a speech talking about hate as he starts to run for president in 2028 and acts like it's both sides and acts like he's the victim of political violence because he's a Democrat. Look, what happened to Josh Shapiro was awful. It was horrific. They tried to burn his house down, but they did it because he's Jewish. They didn't do it because he's a Democrat. They didn't do it because he's a liberal. They didn't do it because of his political beliefs. They did it because he's Jewish. The guy who did it is a crazy free Palestine lefty. And I agree with what Scott Jennings said on CNN last night. You know, it would have been good if the governor of Pennsylvania, when he was giving this speech, would have said that. It would have been really good if the governor of Pennsylvania, while he was giving that speech last night or yesterday, had actually come out and pointed that out. And you know what? The guy who did that to me was a radical. But Shapiro wants to act as if he's a victim of both sides' political violence. And most people won't know the motivations of the guy who did this to the governor. They'll just assume, well, you see, it happens to Democrats and Republicans. It happened to a Jewish Democrat by a radical lefty lunatic who believes in this whole Free Palestine movement. It was not some conservative MAGA person that did it. Let's understand the distinction. It's a very important distinction to make. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria. Why go to the closest dentist or a chain dental office when you can go to the best? That's Dr. Mike, the man himself. Just go to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Here's Scott Jennings, cut 16.
He's got a point.
Well, I think his point would be strengthened if he were honest today about who burned his house down. You know, it was a Free Palestine leftist who came and burned down the governor's mansion. He left that out. He left that out of his tweet today. And he's talking about cherry-picking political violence, and we're talking about where there might be political violence. The violence against the governor of Pennsylvania and his family came from the left. And so I think there's a rush by Democrats who want to be president in 2028 to try to turn... Somehow Donald Trump's friend gets shot, and now everybody wants to blame Donald Trump for it. I guess that's what you have to do to get elected president as a Democrat.
We are not doing that sitting here. Okay, and Kate,
please
go ahead.
Is that not what's happening? People are pointing.
The governor's point is that it doesn't matter where the violence came from.
I think it might. Shouldn't it matter the motivations of the people?
It should be condemned regardless. Is the entire point of his speech.
Don't you care about the motivations?
To sit here and suggest that somehow him not mentioning it was some sort of sleight of hand.
Of course it is.
Try to make it seem like it was.
I don't think his political party would accept it.
You missed the entire point of what he was saying. And it's a message that's badly, badly needed in this country at this moment.
Look, I think that if we cannot be honest, if I were him and somebody tried to burn my house down, I think I'd be honest about who did it and why they did it. And it would matter for people to know that, would it not?
You know, the thing about political correctness is it gets you nowhere in life. It gets you nowhere. You could be politically correct and say both sides. You could be politically correct and say Democrats and Republicans. They both need to tone down the rhetoric. You can play that politically correct game if you want to, but it's not going to get us anywhere. It's not going to solve the problem. It's not going to move the ball down the field. That's a sports analogy. It's not going to get us closer to the end zone. Sports analogy. It's not going to get us there. If you want to get us there, you have to call out what is happening, and then the party that gives safe harbor to extremists and whack jobs, that party needs to do something about it. And Josh Shapiro could have easily said, my house is burned down by somebody with a radical leftist ideology. And that has no place in the Democrat Party. And it's time for the Democrat Party to be honest about that and root it out. But he wants to win the primary for president. Just the same reason why Kathy Hochul endorsed Zoran Mamdani. She doesn't like Zoran Mamdani. He's already said he's not going to back her for re-election for governor. Talk about karma. But she's doing that for her political future. She's doing that to avoid a primary in New York State because Zora Mamdani is about to become mayor unless something radical changes, unless something drastic changes, he's going to become mayor. And the guy's going to have an enormous amount of political power. So that's the reason why these Democrats are afraid to actually call out what's happening. You've noticed now since Charlie Kirk has been assassinated, there has not been one instance of a city being set on fire. There has not been a federal building that's been burned down. Nobody's thrown a Molotov cocktail at a Wendy's. Nobody's thrown a Molotov cocktail into a police car. Nobody has done any of these things. None of these things. They've lit candles. On October 10th in Wildwood, when we do our rally, we're gonna do a cell phone candlelight vigil. So we're going to turn our phones on the flashlight mode so that we can do a vigil to honor Charlie like I'm doing right now if you're watching on our YouTube chat at 1210 WPHD. That's what we're going to do on October 10th. But there's you're not going to see any violence and you're not going to see any destruction for the reason that that's not what conservatives do. We don't do that. It's not what we do. And if they're but Shapiro to win, he can act like a centrist, he can pretend, but he still needs those votes. And there's a lot of crazy people in his party, and he's already got to deal with the fact that he's Jewish in a party that has embraced anti-Semitism and this anti-Israel movement and this Free Palestine, River to the Sea, Free Gaza, all their other nonsense. He's already got to contend with that and the anti-Semitism in the ranks of the Democrat Party. So he's got a double problem. But if you want to make America a better place for our kids, you got to call out what's happening, and you got to say, "Hey, listen, there's a problem, And the political party that's giving safe harbor to these people is the Democrat Party. And then the Democrat Party, brave Democrats should come out and say, I don't want their votes. And if they all did that, and if they acknowledge that the lunatics in the squad are part of the problem with their comments, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, and the others, if they acknowledge all these things, they acknowledge the hatred by Jasmine Crockett, if they did those things, then it would be a sincere effort to say, we need to do better, and we need to acknowledge that the problem, it lies within our base. And that we have spent too many years now going all the way back to Biden in Philadelphia, yelling at Independence Hall about how MAGA extremists are destroying democracy and are a threat to America and blah, blah, blah. Go a long way towards that. They're not going to do it. They have no interest in doing it. They won't do it. But it would be impressive if they did. It really would. It'd be incredibly impressive. Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Gavin Newsom won't do it. They'll say the obligatory politically correct, well, both sides. Both sides. They'll say those things. And then by implication, they'll act like they're saying that they're party too. But what they really mean is, I'm not going to acknowledge that there's crazy people in the ranks. I'm just going to pretend like it's not happening. How come all these domestic violent extremists that we heard about for years and years, all these white MAGA nationalists, how come when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, they didn't rise up and take up arms and start killing the libs? And we were told for years, ever since the high holy day of the left, January the 6th, that at any minute now, these white nationalist Christian MAGA extremists with all their guns and all their fishing poles were going to rise on up and have a violent overthrow of America. Okay, Charlie Kirk was basically the most prominent conservative voice in America. Gunned down in cold blood at a public event. How come that hasn't happened? Because that's not what we do. That's not what we do. We light candles, we pray, we organize, and we get people out to vote. That's what we do. Now, contrast that with what happened after George Floyd was murdered. And I know that there's somebody listening who's going to go, well, that's different because that was 400 years of systemic oppression or whatever other lie they want to tell. Whatever other lie they want to tell to justify, because they did back then. You remember the lesser Cuomo was justifying it back then? I love how Cuomo now tries to act like he's some sort of a different guy now. I don't forget. I don't forget what the lesser said back then. I don't forget all the people that justified the violence in the streets back then. I don't forget it. I don't forget Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, breaking his own COVID protocols to march with people saying that, who am I to say when it's 400 years of systemic oppression that people should have to stay home? Like, really? COVID doesn't spread when people are marching against systemic oppression? Stop. Same thing with Governor Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania. And then all the Democrats who justified the billions of dollars in property damage that happened in the wake of George Floyd's death. If the Democrats want to win, if they want to be a party that can be a national party right now, then somebody brave is going to have to come along and confront this extremism in their ranks. And until they do, they're going to have this problem. But how do you become the Democrat nominee for president if you've got to get these people's votes? This is their big conundrum right now. Now, if they all banded together and said, we're just going to reject that fringe. We want that fringe to form their own party and we want them out of our ranks. The problem is, as long as there's one or two Democrats seeking national office that will cater to those voters, and you've got the South Carolina primary and the New Hampshire primary and these other primaries happening, then that's all a moot point, because then they will be catering to those people's votes. And so everything I just said about Democrats then rejecting those people and telling them, go start your own political movement, we don't want you anymore, that won't happen. And then what will happen is that all those radicals will organize around the one Democrat who does embrace them, and that person will be the party's nominee, and that person will lose. Fine by me. I'm okay with that. I don't want them to win. But I'm just putting on my political analyst hat for you and telling you how they can get themselves out of this pickle that they're in. And pickle is certainly the understatement of the day. All right. Coming up, Susan Crabtree is going to talk about yet more lapses in the United States Secret Service. And Spirit Airlines, a plane came too close to Air Force One? How does that happen? Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We got some things to talk about with the Secret Service and more of their mishaps. And for that, let's turn to our friend Susan Crabtree. She is the author of the book Fool's Gold, which is really a must-read book as Gavin Newsom prepares to run for president of the United States of America. She writes for Real Clear Politics and Real Clear Investigations, and she is on X at Susan Crabtree. Susan, welcome back to the show. It's been a minute. How are you?
Yes, it has. It's great to be back, Rich. I'm doing well as can be with the state of our national discourse, but here we are. Happy to talk to you about a number of subjects that are on, I'm sure, on your mind and your viewers' minds.
First of all, let's start with the fact that a plane almost came too close to Air Force One. I'm assuming you heard about that by now?
Yes, I did. Yes, I saw that.
We have the cockpit report, the recording of this. A passenger jet chewed out for flying too close to Air Force One and taking too long to adjust course as it passed over Long Island. I just wanted to share this with everybody. They get scolded by air traffic control here in this clip. Cut number one.
New York Air Force One, 300, climbing 320.
Air Force One, New York Center, roger.
Air Force One, contact Boston Center, 124.52. 124.52, Air Force One, g'day.
Spirit 1300, descend to flight level 330.
Descend 330, clearly, 1300.
Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right, vector traffic and descent. Pay attention, Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right. Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right now.
Spirit Wings 1300, turn 20 degrees right immediately.
20 degrees right, steer wing, 1300.
Pay attention. Delta 2951, Boston Center, 134.0. Spirit 1300, traffic's off your left wing by 8 miles, 747. I'm sure you can see who it is. It's flight level 320, maintain 330. I'll keep an eye out for him. He's white and blue. Spirit 1300, Boston Center, 134.0. I got to talk to you twice every time. Spirit 1300, Boston, 134.0. Pay attention. Get off the iPad.
Susan, I know it's not a Secret Service issue. I don't understand how how something like this happens in this day and age. But nevertheless, it's always full of surprises, is it not?
Yes, the news cycle, it just keeps you going and going. It doesn't stop, especially when it comes to the president's security, unfortunately. So, yes, I mean, I think that's it's an air traffic control issue. I mean, I think the air traffic controllers were trying to get the pilot's attention. I don't know where the breakdown occurred there.
Yeah.
Sean Duffy's got a lot to look at into in that episode, but it's entirely embarrassing. And hello, the white and blue plane, you know, Air Force One is headed right towards you, or you're headed right toward it. Please pivot to the right.
It's amazing, right?
It's just beyond comprehension, to be quite honest. But a lot of things have been in our as it comes to the president's security over the last several months and even the last several weeks before the Charlie Kirk assassination brought this all in very, very stark relief, how difficult it is and how necessary it is for us all to be vigilant about political figures and certainly the president's personal security.
No doubt about that. Susan, let me ask you this. When the president was in New York D.C., excuse me, going out to dinner the other night, there was a lot of criticism around the fact that these protesters got very close to him, with some people even suggesting that they purposely did that to show his willingness to engage the protesters. But I don't know. It seemed to me like, once again, people who might be dangerous got a little too close to the president of the United States.
Absolutely, they did. And, you know, I think the only thing that took that off the front, the headlines, out of the headlines, was the assassination of Charlie Kirk. How sad is that? But, that was a bad situation. I'm told the Secret Service put out a statement that said, oh, the reason why those code pink protesters, these far left protesters that, you know, disrupt congressional hearings on a regular basis, that the reasons why they got so close to him was because they had reservations at the restaurant. Well, all of the restaurant people in the restaurant were screened by the Secret Service. So that means they were wanded down by a handheld magnetometer. And they had their bags looked through manually. So I just don't understand how you actually could not detect these big, huge pro-Palestinian flags that were in, obviously, somehow in their purses or somewhere else. If you were patting them down and screening them with a magnetometer and looking through their purses. So I don't get it. It's a definite breach. They can say that they responded quickly, which is what they claimed. You know, I still think, you know, it brought deep concerns to people, Secret Service sources that I talk to on a regular basis. And actually, I was talking to the White House hours before about another breach that occurred at Donald Trump's golf course in Sterling, Virginia over Labor Day weekend, where a semi-automatic Glock handgun got through security, the manual screening of purses and the wanding of a car, got through a bag of golfers, members of the club. Thankfully, it was a member. But it got through security, and they had put a uniformed division officer who was in charge of doing that on administrative leave. Right before this event, that same day, they were dealing with a separate security breach at Donald Trump's golf course in Virginia that I had exposed and reported.
But how did they find the gun then? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. The person whose bag it was, it wasn't somebody who was trying to do any harm to the president. So he self-reported it, but he was outraged because it caused kind of a scene at the golf course, because he came up to the officers that were screening him and said, what gives with this? How can I be sure that there aren't any other guns coming through here? Shouldn't this be one of the most secure places in the country right now with Donald Trump here? Because we all know because he was Ryan Ruth tried to assassinate him on his golf course in West Palm Beach. And the Iranians have put out a video simulating his assassination on a golf course by a drone, that golf courses should be secure. Mm-hmm. And they should have the highest level of security that they can at the golf courses. So I was discussing with the White House whether they thought the Secret Service should be putting in place magnetometers, or just have them handy at the golf courses so he can do these, you know, last minute trips where he wants to golf. But the people can be screened, not just manually, which is, you know, is a zero fail mission. So you can't fail at all in those circumstances. And someone overlooked a Glock. So why don't you put magnetometers? And they didn't give me a straight answer on that. That's obviously a decision between the Secret Service and the president, how much he wants to put his members of his golf club through when he's on the course himself.
Well, it's just, you know, it reminds me of the movie In the Line of Fire with Clint Eastwood, when John Malkovich's character gets into a fundraiser with the president by using one of those plastic molded guns. I'm probably not saying it correctly. I'm sure it wasn't just plastic, but, you know, and has to put the bullets into a rabbit, like a rabbit's foot on the keys to get. I mean, it sounds like it's like it could never happen that a loaded Glock could get past the Secret Service. And so Hollywood would not think to do that, like, oh, a Secret Service agent just – that would be a comedy. If somebody did that, that'd be a comedy, a dark comedy, but it would not – because nobody in the realm of their right mind could think that could happen. And that movie was made in 1993. Certainly nobody could think that could happen in the year 2025 with a president who had been – twice had assassination attempts on him.
Yeah. I mean, it is really appalling that happened. And why not put the magnetometers in? Is this a Trump decision? You know, he's not saying, the White House is not saying. But when I asked them if he maintains confidence, the president maintains confidence in the Secret Service, the White House gave me a very interesting statement saying that he has maintained confidence in the past in the Secret Service. I asked them again, after Charlie Kirk's assassination attempt and looking towards this funeral on Sunday at Cardinal Stadium for Charlie Kirk that Donald Trump plans to attend. And obviously you're going to have the highest level of security at any type of event with all of these MAGA political figures and our whole national dialogue taking place over whether political speech is protected, should be protected speech or not. I never thought we would be there in the country, and that's what we're at right now. And so, you know, they did not respond to that question. I was dealing with a number of questions. I have another story coming out tomorrow I hope it's coming out tomorrow. It would be also alarming about the tensions that exist between the White House and the Secret Service right now over some other problems, incidents with security.
You're such a tease, but you're a good tease, and I like it. That's what you're supposed to do in this business. You got to tease. So we'll be on the lookout for that tomorrow, Susan Crabtree, at Real Clear Politics and Real Clear Investigations, and of course at Susan Crabtree. Fine. I won't get into details of the specifics around security that I've gone through when I've gone to Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster. But I'm blown away that you know, something like this could occur. As far as the event coming up this weekend, you know, one thing I just need to get off my chest, and I've said this, I mean, yesterday I was irate over this. Pam Bondi's comments about hate speech really annoyed me. You know what I mean? Like this whole idea that we're going to start prosecuting hate, and then she tries to walk it back. I felt like her walk back was almost even worse. You know, hate speech that rises to something we'll prosecute. It's like, well, at that point, it's not speech anymore. You know, I mean, the idea that we're even having conversations like this, we're saying that if you use quote-unquote hate speech, which I don't even know what the hell that means, or your hate speech leads to somebody being incited that we would prosecute you. I mean, theoretically, Charlie Kirk's speech incited somebody, and that's why he's dead. I mean, what are we doing here saying these kind of idiotic things, you know?
Yeah, I mean, though it stood out to me from those text messages between the assassin, Tyler Robinson, and his lover, Lance Twiggs, the big thing that stood out to me was that he said that some differences, political differences, cannot be negotiated. You can't talk it through. You got to take it up. You got to take arms up against your brother. I just think that's where we are. And it's interesting that that's what's taking place. That's the same discussion at very respected institutions are taking place in the UK right now when President Trump is there. Right now you had the president-elect of Oxford Union, which just hosted Charlie Kirk a few months ago. He is saying that he provided a full-throated endorsement of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And then you had one of the head of the Oxford Trust just decide he was going to resign because of this incoming, this is a statement endorsing the assassination of someone for their political speech in the United Kingdom. So censorship is on the march.
Yes.
And I just think we
gotta watch. The UK arrested that comedian for making jokes about trans people.
Yeah. I mean, this is something they've arrested grandmothers for, you know, social media posts. It's really a dangerous situation we're in. And now I know that there are all these trans groups that are being investigated, leftist groups, and Donald Trump has said that they are going to be investigating them. But it's interesting that at the same, almost the same day, I think it was yesterday, Senator Grassley released information that the Biden administration's DOJ, FBI, was investigating Turning Point USA.
Yes.
Charlie Kirk. So let's stop all the politically motivated investigations. If they are, we need to investigate any organization that may have been involved in this assassination, but let's be careful to leave it at there and not to keep, you know, just randomly because we don't like, we may disagree. This is a race to the bottom when it comes to, you know, privacy, censorship. Who was it? It was Scavino, Dan Scavino, who said, he just mentioned that he too had what they call an administrative subpoena against his Gmail and Google records. So he disclosed within the last 48 hours that he too had that. He was notified right before he was coming into the new administration that the Biden administration, FBI, I believe, had authorized that against him. I'm kind of concerned that that has been done to me as well. We have some concerns about what the Secret Service is trying to do to ferret out my sources. And so I have been told by different sources within the ISPs and the telecoms that this administration has been issuing the Secret Service has been issuing more administrative subpoenas than ever before. Meaning that they're going after private individuals' emails, phone calls, phone records. So I think it's, you know, we have to be obviously on a heightened alert about that and be outraged if it's politically motivated. And we need to stop this race to the bottom. I mean, because they're going after us center-right journalists for telling the truth. It doesn't make any sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
No, it does not. And the bottom line is this. If we had hate speech laws in this country, Charlie Kirk would have been in handcuffs years ago. I mean, you and I would probably be in handcuffs. I mean, the left is they're the ones who've been pushing for hate speech laws and hate speech codes. And I vividly remember going to Berkeley, California in the mid-teens, like 2016 or 17, I forget exactly when they canceled Ann Coulter and Milo Yiannopoulos because they said they couldn't keep them safe. They're worried about their speech inciting the crowd, and they canceled their speech. And we were up in arms about that because we said we're not going to allow heckler's veto here and this threat of incitement to cancel provocative speakers. We got to be really careful here how we react when they assassinated a man who was passionate about free speech and passionately against hate speech laws and all the other nonsense that the left, the left would love to shut down any criticism of the LGBTQ movement or to say it's hate speech to suggest that a biological man should not be able to swim with women. They would love for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that we need to be on the guard for the surveillance state, too.
100%. This Arctic frost that you're talking about, that Chuck Grassley talked about and Andy Biggs talked about today with Kash Patel. Very scary. And what we don't want to see is we don't want to be doing the same things that they did. And the argument that, well, they did it to us, so let's do it to them. No, it has to stop. You know, if there's organized groups that are funding violence, that's violence. So then fine. They're open for investigation. But to go after groups because of their speech, because with speech we don't like, is exactly what they did to us. And then it's just going to be then whoever the Democrats put in, they'll just do it back to us and it'll never end. And then at that point, you know, we don't have a country anymore.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. Our country is based on, you know, small d democracy, our ability to speak our minds. That's what this country was. I mean, that's what our founding fathers valued, I think, the most of anything. Free speech and practice of religion, freedom of the press. These things go away and we're back to a very, very dangerous system where we're teetering on, we could be easily teetering on totalitarianism, you know, all of the universal epithets that they throw around, but we don't want to be the orchestrators of those issues. And, you know, it is sort of scary to, after we've lived through COVID and we had to put up with all the lockdowns and all of, you know, it was almost like, you know, we had Tim Walz telling people to, you know, tell on their neighbor if you didn't see them out, they see people coming over to the house. It's just, I mean, that was the sort of the totalitarian sort of ways that we were starting to accept as a society during COVID, even though many of us were pushing back strongly against them. But we don't want to see, have that be the norm, of course. So what you're saying is absolutely important in the wake of this tragic assassination of someone that, you know, I didn't know him, but I was on his podcast several times and he always treated me very fairly, overly fairly. And he didn't care if I was seeking the truth and reporting things that were negative about a Trump appointee, because a lot of the people on the right, they're going to shy away and say, oh, well, I'm going to give Sean Curran a pass because he's a Trump appointee. No, we have to be more vigilant than ever about the Secret Service reforms if you care about the president's life. And so he's among there are several, Benny Johnson as well, yourself, Rich. There are several, Sean Spicer, who have continued to have me on, but there are notable influencers that have, you know, have shied away from this, seeking the real truth. Charlie Kirk was not one of them. So I appreciate his, you know, what to seek the truth no matter where it leads, even when it makes some MAGA types uncomfortable.
I agree. And I'm honored that you put me in that category, Susan. Thank you. Please follow Susan on X at Susan Crabtree. We'll look forward to your big story tomorrow. Thank you, my friend. It's great. Always great talking to you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate all you do, Rich. Take care.
You too.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. BobsLittleSportsShop.com is the place where you want to go for your Second Amendment rights and to make sure that you are safe. And they got a big event coming up on September 27th. It is the Guys and Gals Co-Ed Shooting Event. You're going to learn properly. They've got instructors there who are NRA certified and range safety officers. It's a great place to go. Bob's is also the place to host a bachelor party, bachelorette party, even a corporate event. They can host up to 30 people or 10 people during business hours, and you will love the people at Bob's because they are dedicated to freedom and liberty, the Constitution, an incredible selection of firearms. Of course, no drugs or alcohol permitted on premises, obviously, but you'll be in great hands for your events. Just reach out to Bob's Little Sports Shop for all the details. They're right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro. If you're not familiar with the area, very easy to get to. 295, 55. I mean, you probably have driven past it on your way back from the shore if you live in PA. It's a great place to go, and they're great people. So, BobsLittleSportsShop.com. Mark your calendar September 27th for the Guys and Gals Co-Ed Shooting Event. It's going to be a lot of fun. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.